Hello, everybody. This is Colin. Welcome to Morning English.
Hello, everyone. This is Nora. 欢迎大家收听早安英文。节目开始之前，先说一个小福利。每周三呢，我们都会给粉丝免费送纸质版的英文原版书。微信搜索“早安英文”，私信回复“抽奖”两个字，就可以参与原版书福利的抽奖啦。这些英文原版书呢，都是我们老师为大家精心挑选的。是学习英语非常非常好的材料，如果你能够坚持读完一本，你的英语水平一定会再上一个台阶的。那大家赶紧去公众号抽奖吧，祝你们好运。
Hey Nora, how was the movie? What was it called? Raya and the Last Dragon, right?
Yeah.
I heard you and Jan went to watch it yesterday.
是的，那这个电影呢叫做《寻龙传说》。 It was good, and you know what?Jane cried in the cinema.
Oh my god. Isn't it a Disney movie? Did Raya eat the dragon or something?
No. But it's quite heartwarming in the end. The friendship and such.
Yeah, yeah. Princesses and fairy tales.
Sounds like you know a lot about it. Okay, so what's your favorite Disney princess?
Do I really have to answer this?
Just kidding. But personally, my favorite princess is Elsa.
Okay, who is Elsa?
You know, the Let It Go one. Let it go, let it
go. Okay. I remember the platinum blonde one.
是的，她有那种淡金色的头发。然后你刚刚就提到这个单词 platinum blonde. I used to struggle how to describe it. Blonde or white hair.
Yeah, platinum blonde is the color of her hair.
Okay, got it. Platinum 指的就是元素铂金嘛。Blonde 就是金发，所以加起来就是指的那种淡金色啊，或者是银色的头发了。
Yeah, right.
Okay, speaking of which, I followed a real-life Elsa on Instagram recently.
Oh, so she's cosplaying Elsa?
No, she looked like Elsa naturally. Okay, since we're on the topic, why not talking about this in today's podcast?
Sure.
好，那今天的笔记呢，也为大家整理好了。欢迎大家到微信搜索“早安英文”。私信回复加油两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。
So, Nora, what does this girl look like?
她长得真的很像 Elsa, 也是银色的头发，然后皮肤非常的白，还有蓝色的眼睛。Okay, I'll show you the photo.
Well, she indeed has an ethereal beauty.
Yeah, 真的就很像一个雪国的精灵。那么刚刚用到这个单词 ethereal,就是指的超凡的、飘渺的，所以这里再用 ethereal 来描述它的美，可以说是再合适不过了。
Yeah, you know, from the photo, it seems like she belongs to another world. Extremely delicate and unusual.
Right. And did you see that her eyebrows and eyelashes are also white?
Yeah, I noticed. It's rare and pretty.
Mm-hmm.
But that actually reminds me of an illness, albinism.
Yes, you're right. Albinism.这个单词呢指的是白化病。其实这个女孩啊，她是有白化病的，这就是她为什么头发以及全身都是白色的。而且她的眼睛本来是蓝色，但是仔细看呢会带着一点粉色。
Yeah, but this also makes them have poor sight. And they are more likely to get sunburned and skin cancer because of their white skin.
对，那么 sight 指的就是视力， have poor sight 就是指的视力不好。通常这种白化病的病人呢都会有这个问题，而且他们还不能够长时间的晒太阳，不然就很容易晒伤 get sunburn 或者就是得皮肤病。 So for example, this girl Kiko Chan, she lost a part of her eyesight and was nearly blind.
Oh, that's sad to hear. So what does she do now?
Well, she's now working as a model for Vogue, the famous fashion magazine.
Oh, so nice. You know, her photos make me questionWhat is beautiful? It doesn't really have a standard, you know? It's not about race and not about fashion.
对对对，其实美就是没有标准的嘛，多样化也是美。其实这也是 Kiko 她想要成为模特的原因。She says she wants to redefine albinism because people used to think it's just a horrible disease.
I'm sure that she has encouraged many people like her as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
So how did she start modeling?Was it by a talent scout?
A talent scout? What does it mean?
Oh, well, a talent scout is a person whose job it is to search for talented performers in entertainment or the sports industry.
Ah, I see. So, yes, she was scouted for a modeling contract. 那刚刚这个单词 scout, 它做名词呢就可以来指星探。做动词的话就是指被发现了。当时他被星探发现的时候呢完全就没有犹豫，因为他太想改变人们对他们这个群体的认知了。
Yeah, I can understand that. This group actually has dealt with a lot of discrimination. Most of them have reported being bullied frequently by their peers.
是的 ,bully 呢指的就是霸凌。那在校园的时候 ,bullying 这种现象其实是比较常见的。Sometimes it's just because you look different or act differently from the rest of the group.
Well, I used to know a person with albinism. He told me it was a real struggle for him to make friends with others.
Yeah, so Kicker, the model, also mentioned that she once cut her eyelashes just to fit in, and her classmates call her a vampire.
Yeah, I can imagine that. It must be really difficult for them to fit in.
Exactly, fit in.那在这里呢指的就是融入了，如果对这个病不太了解，就的确有可能有的人就会害怕接触他们，所以让他们也很难融入。
Yeah, because they may look pale, too white compared to the rest of us, so they are thought of, you know, to not be healthy or just weird.
Yeah, so pale, 这个单词呢指的就是形容脸色非常的苍白啊，而且是不太健康的那种白。
Yeah, right, if you're sick, you will look paleAs white as a sheet.
Mm-hmm, as white as a sheet. 就是像白纸一样那样白了。但是呢其实我们如果要描述一个人的皮肤白皙其实就不能够用到刚刚学到这两个单词。最好也不要用 white, 因为这几个词都比较敏感了。
Yeah, it's better to avoid words like white or black. You can just say she has fair skin.
Right, fair skin. 那做形容词呢 fair 它除了表达公平的天气好的也可以就是用来形容人的皮肤非常的白。
Exactly. Okay, so back to our topic. I found that she is not the only albino model. More of them are getting into the fashion industry.
Yeah, I think those magazines like Vogue seem to be getting it right when it comes to diversity and inclusion.
Right, from exclusion to inclusion. That's definitely a good start.
是的。Exclusion 和 inclusion 其实就是一对反义词嘛。EX 这个前缀呢就可以表 out of, 向外面的那么 in 就是在里面所以 exclusion 就是表示的排斥而 inclusion 就是指的包含其实像他们这个群体啊真的就和我们除了肤色不太一样也没有什么区别所以应该要改变的是我们的观念
Yeah, their conditions shouldn't define them or confine them in any way.
Well put. And this is not just to people with albinism, but to everyone who used to be seen as weird or different.
Like you.
Yeah, like me. 所以其实每个人都与众不同，不用那么在意，总会有欣赏你的人出现的。就像我们今天节目里面聊到这个模特一样。好了，那么今天的节目呢，也到这里结束了。最后呢，再告诉大家一个好消息，最近我们还有一个早安英文会员的免费体验活动，就是把我们价值9980元的会员课免费开放给大家，同时呢，还会有一个专属的学习社群，创始人 Alan 老师在群里会带着大家一起学习7天。这个活动呢，特别适合真的想要提高英语水平的同学，限量200个名额，想报名免费体验的，赶紧微信搜索“早安英文”公众号，回复数字888就可以加入了。
So thank you so much for listening. This is Colin.
This is Nora. See you next time.
Bye. Bye.
This podcast is from Morning English.
学口语就来早安英文。